98.4 Capital FM. I mean, we can actually say this for our guest today. The cultural scene and, you know, responsible for building a large, large chunk of Nairobi, certainly Nairobi's entertainment and enjoyment vibe area zone. We are talking about, of course, Trademark Hotels MD. Are you the MD, you fancy pants?
I don't know what I am. I'm director.
Director, sorry. But I know you as Shamim. Fareed knows you as Sham. We are talking about Mr. Isani. That's Mr. Isani to you, by the way. Shamim, welcome to Capital FM.
Thank you, Davino.
I know, it's very weird. I'm just like, oh, but it's Shamim. You are a very serious, I mean, part of a very large family that has done so much for that part of Nairobi. See, I'm from Karen, so I'm like, oh, I need a visa to visit. But of course, Village Market, Tribe Hotel, and now the latest jewel in your crown, Trademark.
Yeah, well, Trademark and Tribe's coming back as the latest jewel too.
Oh, really? The latest jewel.
Yeah, now that it's been renovated and we've got a lot going on there. But yeah, no, we're proud of everything that sort of the family's put together and done. So
I just want to know how many family fights and what the family WhatsApp group is like. Bro, you said it's opening today. No, bro, it's opening tomorrow. Like that's very intense to work with your family, is it not?
It is, and for a time we were all living together as well.
Good Lord.
That has to be quite intense. Yeah. So was it just always business at the dinner table?
Pretty much. Yeah. It was more like a board meeting.
Board meeting.
No,
yeah.
every meeting.
Dinner table in the boardroom. Shamim, before we get into what's happening at Trademark, what Trademark's all about, maybe just take us a little bit back to the last, you know, 24 months or so. Clearly, it must have had a knock-on effect, not just on the hotel, the hotels within the Village Market, but the entire shopping center, the Village Market itself. I mean, has that had an effect? Was this the right time to do renovations and changes and play around and see what's coming because now things are starting to come back?
Well, yes and no. Obviously, every part of our business that we were involved in was touched by the pandemic. So, you know, whether it's hospitality or restaurants or retail, the recreation, all of that was really affected by it. And the only thing we were missing, I guess, was an airline.
Yeah, well, I mean, give it time. 5 years, you're fine.
You're a young man, Sham, you know?
I know a guy.
Yeah. There's a certain national carrier that needs some help. No, I'm just joking.
But we actually learned a lot from the pandemic. So we had an opportunity to... We knew we wanted to renovate, and we thought we were going to do it over time for Tribe. And we said, well, you know, we don't know how long this is going to go for. It might be a month. It might be 3 months. No one expected it to be 2 years. Mm. But we said, well, why don't we just jump into it, close the place down, and renovate Tribe completely.
Has it changed the way you as a family and yourself individually are doing business? The pandemic, has it changed? Because there are a lot of people who pivoted the way they sort of, I guess it's reflection and then, you know, execution afterwards. Has it changed the way you've approached business?
Definitely, in many ways. So in one way, we focus a lot more on food and beverage. So it was a smaller part of our business before, and I'd say maybe 5% of our business. And what we learned is that it actually carried us through the entire time. So our restaurants supported the entire business through the past 2 years. And just by refocusing our attention on those businesses, it helped us lots. And so now where we are is we have a well-developed food and beverage business that's also got a well-developed hotel business that's behind it as well. So we're winning.
What I love about Tribe, and it's not just because I know the guys, but Tribe particularly helped me as a one-person performer put on a lot of plays. And that's the thing with Tribe, is that they're always down to talk about helping the arts, helping the entertainment industry. And we're going to take a little bit of a break and maybe come back and cut a deal or two and talk about how Tribe and Trademark constantly support live events. 98.4 Capital FM.
98.4 Capital FM, as we talk about what COVID has done to the hospitality industry. Let's talk about what is happening now that we are out of the woods with the pandemic, more or less. We'll say 100% out of the woods, 80% out of the woods, we hope. Yep. I guess we'll never know until it happens again. But
don't
having said that,
I mean,
the thing is, I think we've learned to live with it, and we've learned the initial phases were a bit scary. So now you've got a fully renovated Tribe Hotel. Which was already a wonderful place. So many people were probably wondering, why would you renovate such a nice place anyway? But what did you need to do and improve at the Tribe? What did you feel was, you know, okay, let's do this?
So I think when you're a trendy hotel or a hotel that that is current, then you always have to update and keep ahead of things. And, you know, when we first opened Tribe, our idea was to break away from the old sort of colonial, you know, old-fashioned kind of styles that we had in Nairobi and present something fresh and new.
The palm trees and the white pillars is what you're trying
exactly.
to avoid.
Okay. And the white gloves and yeah. the subservient service.
Sort
and
of Tudor
that.
Roofs and yeah.
exactly, yeah.
Not mentioning any particular.
But so, you know, obviously those trends and things change. When you have a more classically styled hotel, you can keep it for 200 years and no one knows the difference whether you renovate it or not. But when you're a more contemporary design, you need to stay ahead of that trend. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
I know. I'm really sorry. The coffee's just kicked in. So I need to talk about my two favorite places in the whole space. Okay.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Ready.
The trampoline park. My goodness. It is so cool. Fried, have you been?
I've seen it, yeah.
You get special socks. Yeah. It's completely... They've got a matatu that you can just hang out in. Then they've got wall-to-wall trampolines and like foamy cubey things, and you jump in and you can just swim in foam and then jump on trampoline walls and floors. Like, is no one... Really, guys?
This is amazing. Sounds amazing.
By the way...
It's definitely one of my favorite places too.
It's so fun. Can I ask you this? We have a very, very hardcore listenership, and our fan club is actually called Tribe Capital FM. So I'm just going to put this out there. Could we host a Tribe Capital FM event at the trampoline park? I'll let you... Don't answer now. We'll come back to that.
Yes.
Also, the Hero restaurant involves sushi and a cartoon menu. It's a cartoon menu. Like, it reads like a cartoon book.
It's very cool.
It's so fun. Tell me about a Hero and how you came up with that concept.
So the idea was to come up with something that fits into the space. And we wanted to have something that sounds Japanese but isn't strictly Japanese. We're not trying to be we're not trying to replicate or be an authentic Japanese restaurant or a traditional Japanese restaurant. So we wanted something that really speaks more to Kenya and to that sort of connection between Japan and Kenya. So using sushi as a format and creating something that's more local out of it.
Right.
So we had to create a menu that sort of speaks to Kenyans and
was fun.
That appeals to their taste as well.
Some would probably ask, and I know I'm one, why would you have such a successful hotel in the Tribe and open another hotel more or less in the same vicinity? What's the reason for that?
So they approach different parts of the market or different segments. So with Tribe, we're trying to go for something much more luxurious, much more lifestyle. And with Trademark, it's definitely a business hotel, much more corporate, events-focused, conferencing-focused.
Pocket-friendly?
More pocket-friendly, for sure.
I actually emceed an event. My first MC event at Trademark was 2018 Champions League final. And I will still say, still one of the best venues I've ever had the pleasure of emceeing in.
So to break it down for you, Trademark is more a Fareed. And no, Tribe is more a Fareed, and Trademark is more a Davina.
Yeah, because people really look at you and say you're the more business as usual.
Rough and fun.
Yeah,
no, yeah. I'm more pocket friendly and vibe friendly.
And business as usual. So now with the Trademark, obviously, as you said, a business hotel. But I mean, if you walk into the coffee area and the Hero restaurant and all that, I mean, it's the design is incredible.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to be like a boring corporate hotel.
Right.
Corporate hotels can also be fun and engaging and speak to the location where we are and also the community that we're serving.
And who do you target as as guests at these hotels? Is it always, because I every year at Tribal Chic I get a room and I always enjoy my little staycation. It's like the highlight of my year, because
why do you do this to me?
I'm the constant MC and they just change the female co-host every year.
I'm a female. I'm his co-host. I'm just saying. I'm putting that out there.
This year, I have to say, was the best for me as well. I mean, we did it in a different place downstairs by the pool.
I'm so happy for you.
But who are you targeting with these hotels? Obviously, business people and then travelers as well. But you're in this area where I would imagine a lot of the residents of the area have families coming, and this is a great opportunity for them to stay in somewhere lovely next to where their families are.
They do, and we do attract a bit of that as well. A lot of it's business travel. I mean, Nairobi's traditionally been business travel, and that's something that we're trying to change the perception of, is how can we make Nairobi more of a lifestyle destination? You know, how can we attract people to Nairobi to come and see the art scene or the fashion scene or the culinary scene and appreciate Nairobi for what it is, you know.
And you're kind of doing that single-handedly as a group within the village market as well. I mean, I don't think there are many other, you know, complete cultural hotspots in the city besides the village market and everything around it.
Well, our goal's always been to not just put Village Market or Tribe Hotel or Trademark on the map for Nairobi, but put Nairobi on the map for the world.
We
have to quote that at some point. I like that.
100%. Yeah. We are going to come back. I want to ask some serious, serious things. Less trampoline park inspired, but we'll get back to that. Shamim, don't go anywhere as we talk all things Trademark, Tribe and Village Market with Shamim Asani.
98.4 Capital FM. Sham, what is your era, music era? What would you say? Or
pretty
genre?
Eclectic. I don't know. I listen to everything from like French rap to.
Of course he does.
Japanese pop.
It's cool like this. It's cool like that. That's what he does.
Wow. French rap.
Anyone who comes up with the idea of hero restaurant,
yeah,
like he's going to be cool like
that. You're just fixated on Sham's trampoline park. I know. I'm not.
Tribe FM's reunion at. Tribe Hotel.
The Village Market really is a shopping. I don't even want to call it a shopping area, but
it's a destination.
We can't even call it a mall. An environment like no other, right? Because you got the beautiful, you know, 11 months of blue sky in this city, meaning that you want to be outside most of the year. Mm-hmm. And you guys have cracked that bit of it, absolutely. Then you decided, hey, let's have old Village Market and let's create a new side to Village Market, which is just unbelievable. My favorite part of that is, of course, the food court. And the little, when you go into the little behind, and then there's these little...
The Laney Lanes?
Little different, like, I don't want to call them kiosks, but little restaurant stalls and...
There's a
chicken poussin you can get at the Village Market that you cannot get anywhere else in the world.
And that's the bajias.
It is so dangerous.
And the chocolate box little section and
Spring Valley Coffee. They've got a vegan restaurant as well, which is really good. Yeah, they do a great portobello mushroom burger. You can tell I spend a lot of time at the Village Market.
Dude.
Eating.
But I will say this. I don't know about you, Frieda. Every time I'm driving into a shopping space or a space where there are lots of people and, you know, the guards do the permission to search, madam, and I'm like, does this actually do anything? Does this deter anyone or anything? How do you, Shamim, how do you keep that environment? It is a shopping and entertainment and enjoyment destination. How do you keep it safe? Because you are essentially in the heart of Gigiri. You're next to some very, very important buildings. How do you keep your shoppers or your people safe?
Sure, and a lot of it happens behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot of things that people don't see. And yes, you know, the security checks that when we go into places can be frustrating, but really what it does more is it's more of a behavioral thing. Mm-hmm. So it's to see how people react to that and if they're flustered by it and if they're nervous by it. And what people are checking for is really that kind of behavior. You know, we have a whole security camera network and CCTV network that really supports the security at the complex, as well as a lot of undercover people and a lot
undercover?
Of support. A lot of undercover.
Really?
And a lot of support from the government too. So we have constant visits from the police, the recce company. You know, it's all part of what we have to do. We spend about $1.5 million a year.
Wow.
On security alone.
All right. Well, that should make everyone feel a lot more comfortable going to the village market for sure. That's a staggering figure. But I guess that's just part of what has to be done.
It's part of business.
Yeah.
I feel like I could take a sleeping bag and just sleep there. I don't want to go into the hotels.
Okay,
like,
they've got 900 cameras and undercover cops. You're not sleeping there.
But it'll be so cozy because I could sleep in the foam at the trampoline park and then get up and have my coffee at Spring Valley Coffee.
We do have hotels, you know. You can just sleep at one of the hotels.
That's true. That is true.
Two hotels, actually. Yeah.
I'm the trademark of Village Rocket.
As is the point of this discussion. Yeah.
Oh, no, but I want to be out in the sun. I don't know. It's
you
I have very
have to sleep in the foam pit at the trampoline park.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Okay, this is nostalgic. This is completely, completely unrelated. As you know me, it's fine. What was the big, like, where I spent most of my childhood and most of my kids' parties? The slidey slide.
The water slide.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was it called?
High tide.
High tide on the red slide. Did you ever go on the red slide?
Yes, of course.
No, the green slide was the fastest one.
All of them.
Yeah. Oh my god!
And they used to have a club there as well.
Zikiliza, yeah. Bro. With the oh yeah. I See, mean, Fred's got his spent, naughty face
many
on.
Many of us spent many of our youths and into our 20s, sort of hanging like out at the village market. Those big tall beers at the food court. Those were a thing back then. You know.
When did you guys break ground on the village market or on that area?
On the old space, it was 1989, I think.
It
took almost 6 years to build.
So when I was 3 years old, you were forming your space. You were forming that whole thing. So basically, what we've learned today is that Shamim Hassani and his family have set up a lot of our bad decisions, Fareed.
And good ones.
Essentially. And good ones.
So what's next for the tribe? I mean, you guys have done so much, especially in the last 3-4 years. I know that COVID was difficult. I mean, we can say that as a sweeping statement for any business, especially in the hospitality industry. And of course, the shopping sector as well, because people obviously weren't buying things they didn't really need during COVID. But what's next?
So we're looking forward to whatever's coming next for Nairobi, because it really is a changing city, and there's so much happening on the art scene, the creative scene, and we want to be a part of that. Also, we're very excited about GECO, which has been refocused to be a Pan-African or Africa-focused menu.
GECO is going to be in the tribe, right?
The tribe.
It's that.
Exactly.
So let me just ask you something. Are these photos on the GECO website correct? Because you have a black, green, and pink samosa.
Yep, absolutely.
Atia, pink samosa. I'm coming just for
when
that.
When you say Pan-African, obviously it's going to be sort of contemporary Pan-African cuisine.
Yeah.
So give me an example of what that looks like.
Pink samosas.
We have a dish that has lamb stew, sukumawiki, and ugali, all baked in a pie.
Oh my god.
Why are you here? Why? He's fasting
and
I'm dieting.
Is it open now?
You're fasting.
Yeah, there's dinner. I can go. I can go to GECO. There's nothing about we. I'm going from that pie. Sounds amazing. And that's really cool. So your chefs obviously are some of the best in the country, I would imagine.
They are. I mean, they're extremely talented. And, you know, the whole way that we developed this menu was it's a much more collaborative approach. So, you know, traditionally you have a head chef who comes up with a menu and they kind of implement it and everyone takes their orders. But with this menu, really the team came together and they were all sharing their influences from their own towns or places where they come from. And really it brought the whole thing together.
So, okay, check this out, right? Arrowroot konkane. I'm looking at the GECO menu. Now for you. Now I'm going to make you feel bad, Fareed. There's a chai smoked Caesar salad.
That's really good.
Zaatar beef burger. Sukuma ravioli. How cool is this? I love this. And then a coffee rubbed cowboy steak. That sounds like you in a dish.
That sounds really good, but I'm still stuck on the lamb ugali and sukumawiki stew pie.
Bro.
What's the name of this dish?
Kondo Mutruzi.
That's it. I'm all in. There we go. All right, Shamim, listen, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so
Congratulations
much.
Congratulations on all the wonderful work that you guys have done. And really, truly, I don't think there's anyone here listening and within this office that can say the village market hasn't had some impact on their life.
We appreciate it.
And you guys have done more than just create a shopping center and hotels, but created a lifestyle, which is exactly what you set out to do.
Fareed's always there on a Sunday. Spoiler alert, he's always at the village market on a Sunday. Maybe I'll join you this Sunday, can I?
You may.
98.4 Capital FM.